You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Matt Brown. And joining us down the line is Rodri Phillips, the city editor of The Sun. Rodri, how are you doing today?
Very well, Jenny. How are you doing? Morning, Matt.
Morning.
Good. Well, let's start with Tesco's and what's drastic, Dave. Of course, Dave Lewis been up to. He's going to be affecting 1.6 thousand jobs. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a story we had in The Sun on the weekend. It's basically, they've confirmed that they are going to tell 1,700 deputy managers at their smaller stores, their express stores, that they no longer have any jobs. They've got a couple of options. They can take redundancy, or they can take a much lower paid supervisory role, which seems drastic, but I suppose that's what he's called, isn't it? Drastic Dave. Dave Lewis, known for his drastic measures. But in some cases, workers are going to be getting, well, we've heard up to £10,000 a year less in extreme cases, but the average is going to be at least £3,000 to £5,000. And it appears he's doing this to save money, obviously, with a view to Tesco eventually sort of taking over Booker, a big deal announced just last month.
So what's led to this? What's led Tesco's to this sort of measure?
Well, they're doing very well, Tesco. I mean, their recent figures were impressive. Their sales are on the rise. Dave Lewis seems to have turned them around. But I think they want more, basically. And the Booker deal is going to cost them a lot. I think it's just shy of £4 billion that takeover is going to cost. So naturally, they're going to look around and see where they can make other savings. And it is such a competitive market. We know the supermarket sector has been hugely competitive with Aldi and Lidl, and obviously the big four slugging it out for customers.
Roger, with Tesco, they're not necessarily shooting the sheriff, they're getting rid of the deputies. but they have said it may actually net-net create 1,500 extra jobs. Is that positive for Tesco's, or really will the deputies be quite peeved by this announcement?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way they're spinning it, obviously, that they're creating these more junior roles and there'll be more jobs ultimately. But if I was a deputy who'd been at Tesco's for decades and helped them, turn them around in the last few years, or certainly 18 months, I'd be incredibly annoyed, wouldn't you be? I mean, you've basically been told you haven't got a job, or you can take a much lower paid job. So it is, it's a bit of an insult, I think. I've talked to some of the staff who are affected, and they're livid.
Well, last time you were on, you were talking about Mike Ashley, so I just want to touch on him a little bit again. He's now targeting Argent Provocateur. He has quite eclectic taste when it comes to buying companies, would you say?
Absolutely, Jenny. Yeah, I think he likes to sniff out a bargain, doesn't he? And Argent Provocateur has been in trouble for quite a few months. There's lots of rumours that it was going to be sold on. But it's interesting. I mean, it's just reports at the moment, but it doesn't surprise me, really, that he's... He's having a look at it, given what he's looked at before: French Connection, Debenhams, etc., soccer centres. So I think it could work. If anyone can turn it around, I think Mike Ashley could.
Okay, so now let's move on to Taylor Wimpey and what's happening there.
Well, yeah, their results are out today. Obviously, one of the biggest three house builders in the UK. And if you think back to June the 24th last year, Jenny and Matt, I don't know what it was like in your office, but it was absolutely pandemonium in the Sun's newsroom. Obviously, Brexit vote had gone through. The Prime Minister was resigning. Share prices were tanking. And nowhere were they tanking more than in the housing sector. I think the likes of Taylor Wimpey, Persimmon, they lost about 40% in 48 hours or two trading days. It was extraordinary times. Everyone was sort of predicting doom and gloom for the sector, obviously very exposed to the British economy and obviously reliant a lot on EU workers. And it was really looking at Armageddon. Fast forward 6 months or so, or a bit more, and Taylor Wimpey's results out today are very positive. Their pre-tax profits are up 20%. It comes after Persimmon yesterday, the biggest house builder, saying their profits are up. Barratt Homes, sorry, Persimmon I think is the second, Barratt Homes the biggest, they released their results last week and they're doing well. So the big three are all doing well, and it just seems that sector is now really sort of gaining a lot of traction, a lot of momentum. And previously, before Christmas, they were talking about how they were cautious and a bit nervous, but now the language that the chief execs are using is, the market's robust, it's healthy, there's lots of buyers out there, we're building more homes than ever. There is one sort of slight blot in the copybook. Bovis Homes are sort of they released their results I think a fortnight ago now, and they are struggling a bit, but I think that's the exception rather than the rule at the moment. So it's going great guns at the moment, the housing sector.
Well, at the end of the day, demand is still outstripping supply in the UK, so I think it's a sector that's going to continue going upwards.
Sure.
Okay, so Definitely. Let's end on the FTSE 100 reshuffle later this week, and it's bad news for EasyJet.
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, obviously they do this every 3 months. They sort of look at who's going to get promoted and relegated, and it's not confirmed yet, but it looks like, just based on pure share prices and numbers alone, that EasyJet are going to leave, going to be a FTSE 250 company. Yeah, I mean, they have struggled a lot, and Callum McCall, the chief exec, has been very upfront about that. They've struggled, obviously, a lot of terror incidents, the weak pounds, etc., has really hit them, really hit confidence in Brits and customers going abroad. But another one which might sort of dip out as well is Dixon's Carphone, which surprised me a bit. I mean, their results always seem sort of fairly steady. Seb James talks a good game, their chief exec, and I thought they were doing quite well. But looked at their share price this morning, it has been sort of steadily going down, and into the shopping centre operator who look after, they own the Trafford Centre in Manchester, as well as many other huge shopping centres. And that's maybe a sign of the times for them, really, that the high street and the shopping centre environment is no longer what it was. So they look like they're going to go out as well.
Super, Rodri, thank you. Rodri Phillips there, the City Editor for The Sun.